Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Matthew, chapter number 11. While you're turning there, let me say thank you for the accommodations. Just very, very, very comfortable, and we certainly appreciate it so very much. Amen. Matthew chapter number 11, and we'll begin reading with verse number 16. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 16. Amen. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. One translation reads, we played at weddings for you, and that didn't make you dance. We played funeral music, and that didn't cause you to cry. We tried everything we could try to get you to respond, and yet it just didn't work. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this thought, the most important part of church. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. The most important part of church. If I took a poll here tonight and asked you what you thought the most important part of church was, I dare say I would get a variety of answers. Some would say, no doubt the singing is the most important part of church. Some others would say, no, it's the preaching. Others would tend to lean toward testimony services or the shouting, the dancing, the altar service, the worship, the praise. Because all of us, we all have a different opinion that is based off of our favorite part of the service. Amen. Now, I'm going to shock you here tonight. Not everybody likes your singing. Not everybody likes my preaching. Not everybody thinks your testimonies is the best testimonies that they've ever heard. Some folks sit in service and they think the altar call's too long. They think the music's too loud. They think it's too soft. They think that the preaching's too long. I got one of the greatest requests the other night from a brother in my church. He said, preacher, I've got one complaint about your preaching. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. He said, it's too short. And I thought, I've never got that complaint about my preaching. Amen. Amen. Some, when it comes to church, not everybody likes the same things. But when we come to church, everybody ought to feel the same thing. Praise God. Amen. We ought to feel the presence of God. There is nothing like feeling. How many would agree? There's nothing like feeling the presence of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want a religion to where I couldn't feel something. I wouldn't want to serve a God that I could not feel. I wouldn't want to go to a church where I didn't feel the Spirit and the presence of God. Can I tell you, if you come to church and you never feel the presence of God, you're missing out. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're living a life where you don't feel that constant flow of God's presence into your life, that closeness of God every day, you are missing the mark. You are missing the whole point of being a Christian. There is nothing better than feeling the presence of God in your life. Amen. Amen. But I have watched some feel and set in services where the presence of God is, but they never let His presence, amen, change their lives. I have watched kids grow up in a Pentecostal church in a dynamic atmosphere of revival, and they feel what everybody else is feeling, but they still backslide. Amen. They hear the same preaching. They hear the same songs. They sing in the same choirs. They listen to the same testimonies, but they never allow the presence of God to affect their lives. So I submit to you tonight that the most important part of church is not the preaching. It is not the singing. It is not the testimonies. It is not the music. Amen. And I may even stun some of you right here. It is not even the altar service. Amen. The most important part of church is your response to the presence of God. Amen. Because every time we come to church, all of us leave different. Amen. We either leave, amen, more tender toward God, or we leave more hardened toward God. Amen. Because when we walk into a place like we have tonight, how many recognizes the fact that God is in this house? Amen. Come on now. Amen. God is here to change lives. God is here to change homes and marriages. Amen. And young people's lives. But the sad reality is there's some folks in this house that's just not going to let God touch them. Amen. Oh, help me here tonight. Can I tell you, if you don't respond, amen, then the preaching just becomes public speaking. If you don't respond, then worship just becomes racket. If you don't respond, then music and songs just become entertainment, because there's more to Christian living, amen, than just coming to church. There's more to being a Christian than showing up every Sunday morning and Sunday night and listening to the singing and hearing good music. Amen. And amen. Listening to a wonderful choir. You've got to respond to God. You've got to let God change you and touch you and, amen, challenge your life. Amen. How many agrees the most important part, amen, is not what they sing. It's how I respond to what they sing. Hallelujah. Amen. One man said, he who rises from his place of prayer, a better person, his prayer is answered. Hallelujah. Amen. Church is all about everybody being better, amen, than what they was when they came into church. The singing ought to make us better. The preaching ought to make us better. The altar call ought to make us better. Amen. Amen. Coming to a Pentecostal church is about being challenged. It's about being charged. And it's about being changed. Somewhere in that service, the presence of the Lord should challenge us to love Him more. Amen. To be more dedicated. Come on, somebody. To be more consecrated. Amen. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he said, preacher, he was a backslider. Amen. He said, preacher, I don't understand, amen, why people waste their time to go to church only to get, amen, to leave like they came. He said, some of my friends, they go to church and they talk about being a Christian, but yet they still come to the job and they still cuss and they smoke and they drink. He said, listen, I'm not going to waste my time going to a church that doesn't change me. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, you're in a place tonight, amen, that has the power to change who you are. Amen. I believe that if you allow God's presence to challenge you, amen, somewhere in that service, it'll charge you. Amen. And if you'll let it, it'll change you. I know it's a little old-fashioned, but I still believe there's enough power of God that can change a life. Amen. I believe the scripture when he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's not the same guy. He's a new guy. He's changed by the presence and power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How many wants God to change who you are? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm saying when you come in contact with the presence of God, it ought to change you. Amen. Amen. Jesus said this generation is like children playing a game. Amen. It's a generation they call one to another. Amen. They're playing a game. The game is called no response. Amen. They said, we played party music and we thought that you might would dance to that, but you would not dance. So we thought, well, they're not the dancing kind. So let's play some funeral music and let's try to see if they'll cry. And so we played funeral music, but we couldn't get you to cry. We played it fast. That should have made you excited. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we slowed it down and we thought if they won't get excited, at least they'll shed a tear. And you wouldn't respond to that. Amen. Does that not sound like the generation we're living in? I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I believe Pastor and the rest of the preachers here, amen, would agree with me tonight that it is getting harder and harder to get people to respond to an altar call. Come on now. They sit there unmoved, unaffected, untouched. It's almost like they're numb. Come on now. No feelings. No they're just lethargic. Can I ask you a question? What moves you? Come on now. What excites you? Amen. Come on now. What motivates you? What's it going to take to get you to respond to the presence of God? Amen. Jesus was letting them know that there is a difference between a faith that is childlike and a faith that is childish. Come on now. Childish faith is selfish. Childish faith, you can't please them. Childish faith, you can't get the right preacher. You can't sing the right song. Amen. Come on now. You can't please them. The choir don't excite them. The preaching doesn't move them. The songs doesn't stir them. Sing about amazing grace and they never shed a tear. Sing about the blood and they never shed a tear. Can I tell you, you're in a dangerous place when the presence of God does not excite you and stir you and challenge you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. You're in a dangerous place. Amen. If you just sit through what we sat through, and I felt, and Brother Hurst, amen, there's been a common thread throughout this service, and one word I keep hearing is response. Come on now. They didn't know what I was going to preach on, and I didn't know what they was going to talk about. But if you can sit here through what we just sat through, when Pastor Hurst told us to pursue His presence, oh, hallelujah. When he said that, my heart melted because I want my family in His presence. Come on, I know there's a lot of folks, they want their family in vacation resorts, and they want their family in the deer woods, and they want their family, come on, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, but can I tell you what would do your family better than a vacation? Put them in the presence of God, put them in revival, amen. I tell you what'll help your marriage, amen, it's not a retreat, it's the presence of God, amen. What'll help your kids, amen, is more than iPads and technology. It's the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. The most dangerous place to me that a person can be in is when God's Spirit comes into a building and it does not move them. They neither shed a tear, neither raise a hand. Come on now. Can I remind you that the Bible pronounces a woe upon them that are at ease in Zion? Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Anytime you come in contact with God's presence, it demands a response. And we've got this mentality. Amen. And I'm not talking here because, you know, I don't know how you guys, you are here. I'm just where I preach and where I go around. Here's what I see. I see a lot of women responding. Come on now. And it's almost like we've adopted the mentality that it's not manly to cry, or it's not manly to dance, or it's not manly to run and shout and express our praise. Can I tell you tonight, if you don't respond to the presence of God, you are going to spiritually die. Come on now. Real men know how to worship God. Come on now. Real men are the leaders in worship. Amen. Come on. It's men that ought to be like, I just felt something in this house. Come on, it's real men. Amen. I can't help what they're doing on the pew beside me. As for me in my house,
Amen. Ask for me. Come on, somebody. It starts with me. Ask for me. Come on, Joshua. Ask for me. Then my house. We're going to worship God. Amen. Come on now. Listen. Amen. What excites you? Your job? Making money? Amen. Relationships? I'm trying to find what it does and what it is that moves you. Because there's nothing any more valuable than the presence of God. It is in His presence where there's fullness of joy. Not in the world. Not in your job. Not in finances. It's in His presence where there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's my fear. It's my fear as a pastor. And it's my fear this week as an evangelist. That we go through a series of services. And some sit there unmoved. Oh God. Can I tell you like tonight. That if you are numb. And if you are calloused. To the presence of God. You don't have to leave like that. Oh. I'm telling you, I believe that there's people in this generation, they are tired of being ripped off at church. Come on now, they're tired of being cheated at church. Come on now, I don't know if they're around here, but these life churches, they're springing up all over Oklahoma. And you know what they're boasting? You can be in and out in 45 minutes. Come on now. Amen, you never have to see a preacher. There's no accountability. Amen, you can just go in, amen, watch the preacher on a screen and leave. Amen, I thought, my Lord in heaven, where's the experiences? Amen, what's going to happen if a drug addict walks into that building that morning? Amen, looking for the answer. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. What's going to happen when he walks in and there's no move of God and there's no presence? I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to walk out like he came. But if he walks in Union Road Pentecostal Church, amen, I'll tell you what could happen. Amen. He could come in contact with the power and presence of God and it could change his life. Thank God for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a childish faith. Hallelujah. Don't get... Hallelujah. Don't get to...
Have your way tonight, Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands all across this building. Come on, let's honor His presence in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you what I'm seeing. I tell you what, as I look across this congregation, I'm starting to see some people that's starting to respond to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. There's some that's going to leave with childish faith. But there's others that's going to leave with childlike faith. Come on now. I'll be honest with you. Amen. Sister Hurst, I'm getting older. 38 years old. Amen. And now I know that's laughable to some, but amen. 38 years old and now my oldest daughter is 18 going on 19. My youngest daughter is 14 going on 21. I mean 15. And my son, he's 11. Come on now. And I tell you what, I'm starting to discover that the hugs and the kisses are not coming near as frequent. Come on now. It's not as easy for, amen, for the kids. And I understand things change, but I remember when they was little. Come on now. They'd run up in daddy's lap and then they'd hug me and kiss me. Amen. Listen, the other night we was, I don't want to embarrass him, but
Amen. My wife, amen, she went over there and she tried to love up on Drew a little bit and hug him and, you know, kiss him. And he didn't pull away, but he did kind of stiffen up a little bit, you know. Amen. And I could tell it kind of affected Mama. So I looked at Drew and I said, let me tell you something, Drew. Let me give you some advice. I said, don't you ever become so big where Mama can't wrap her arms around you and give you a kiss. Amen. Can I just preach to some of you that's been saved a while? Come on, don't you ever get so saved where the Holy Ghost can't pull you up close and just hug you a little bit. Come on, does that make you uncomfortable? Amen. Because you've been saved 30 years. Amen. Come on, don't ever get so saved. Amen. Well, you can't come down to an altar and cry salty tears. Don't you ever get so saved where the Holy Ghost can't shake you. Amen. Don't you ever get so big. Amen. To where God can't love on you just a little bit. Amen. Anybody here tonight says, I want my response to be childlike. Amen. I want him to love on me. I want him to bless me. I want him to help me. Hallelujah. Come on, Cicely. Come to the piano. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what happens. People build walls around their feelings. They get hurt in church. Maybe somebody says something to them. Maybe a lot of times they just assume something and they start isolating themselves. They start building walls around their feelings because they don't want their feelings to get hurt again. Come on now. And now, ones that was quick to respond to the altar call, now they're sitting in the back when the power of God begins to move. Come on. Come on, listen. Your pastors are, I'm a novice, but I've been pastoring 10 years. Amen. And I've seen this. Amen. When they're new in Christ, man, you can't do anything to keep them back there in the back. But the longer they're saved, the harder they are to get from there to here. Can I tell you, I don't care where you sit. I've heard preachers say, oh, he's sitting in the back. That's a backslider's. No. I don't care where you sit because God's presence is, he's omnipresent. Come on now. He can feel the house. I understand everybody can't sit on the front pew. Come on now. Amen. But can I tell you, don't you ever get so locked into whatever pew you're at. Amen. To where you can't step out of your seat. Amen. Make your way to an altar and respond to God. I'm preaching to some right here. I'm preaching to some that you have taken your feelings and you have built a wall around them and you put iron bars up and you've locked your feelings up in a cage. And you said, all right, Pastor, yeah, no more. No more. I'm here. Just be thankful I'm here. But don't come back here and try to preach down my row. Can I tell you tonight in this revival? If I could get somewhere, you to reach back into your memory bank and pull out that key of what it used to feel like when God touched your heart. You can act all tough if you want to and say, I don't miss it. I don't believe that. I don't believe you can feel, I feel a witness of the Holy Ghost right there. I don't believe that you can feel the presence of God and walk away from Him and not miss it. Come on now. You can put things in place of it to try to fill the void. Amen. But I've heard backsliders say, my Lord, I lay awake at night and remember the times when the Holy Ghost touched me. Amen. Can I tell you, if you'd unlock your feelings, you know what you'd find out tonight? He still loves you. And he still wants to bless you. And he still wants to give you revival. And you're not done. And you're not dead. Amen. God still wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God will let you feel him again. I'm done. A little boy went to a Pentecostal service for the first time. Can came home and his mama said, son, tell me about it. What happened? Tell me about it. Did you like it? He said, oh, mama. Oh, man, that's the best thing I've ever been to. You should. What happened, son? He said, mom, God got after somebody and chased that man all around the building. Can I tell you tonight, God's after somebody in this house. You know what I want him to do? I want him to chase you all the way to this altar tonight. Hey, I said, I want the Holy Ghost to chase you all the way to this altar tonight. I wonder if there's anybody in this house. I wonder if there's anybody in this house. You say, you know what, preacher, you're right. You're right. I have sat here service after service and I haven't responded. But tonight, that's going to change. Hallelujah. I know it's protocol. I know how we do it in Oklahoma. You know, we're supposed to say, all right, everybody, let's stand. All right. And then we're supposed to say, all right, everybody, let's come in. Let's gather in for a season of prayer. Not tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight. Because I'll tell you what we've done. We've played it fast and we've tried to get some of you to move and that didn't work. We've slowed it down and that didn't work. I've preached fast and I don't know if that's working. I'm trying to slow it down and I'm just trying to find out what it is that's going to cause you to respond to God. Can I tell you what's going to spark a revival in this house? Your response. We can walk out of this place saying, boy, wasn't that good singing? Yes, it was. Ooh, I mean, enjoyed that choir. Wasn't that good music? You're blessed. You got some great music. Wasn't that good preaching? You got one of the best preachers. Come on now. Amen. Come on. Amen. You hear good preaching every service. But what good is all of that if you never respond? I wonder, come on. Amen. This is the altar call. I'm waiting on somebody to get up out of your pew and say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of sitting back in my little cage. I'm tired of being behind these walls. I want to feel God again. I want to cry again. I want to shout again. I want to speak in tongues again. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost again. I want to be blessed again. Come on, is that you? Come on, don't hesitate. Right now, without hesitation, without reservation, get up out of your seat. Amen. Come to this altar. Stand across this front. Raise your hands to heaven. Here's one. Is there somebody else? Come on, is there somebody else? And say, you know what? Amen. I'm in the presence of Jesus. Come on, I'm in the presence. Come on. Come on, I'm in the presence of Jesus. And I want him to know that I love him. And I want him to know that I appreciate him. And I want him to know that I worship him. Hallelujah. Come on, is there somebody else? Come on, is there somebody else? I wonder if there's a couple in this house. If there's a dad that would grab your wife by the hand and say, you know what? We're going to put our home and our marriage and our family in the presence of Jesus. That's all right. I'm not nervous because God's presence is in this house. Come on, God's presence is in this house. And there's a few of you responding right now to him. Come on, there's another one. Is there somebody else? Come on, is there somebody else? You're thinking about it. Come on, you know why your heart's pounding like it is? You know what that lump in your throat is? That's God pulling on you right now. That's God saying, come on, come, 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 come. Come on, I still love you. I'm still going to bless you. Come on, this is the most important part of this revival. This is the most important part of this service. This is the most important part of everything that we have done up until this point. Come on, because if you don't respond, we're going to walk out of this place like we came. But if you'll respond to His presence, it'll change you. It'll challenge you. It'll charge you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, that's revival right there. That's revival right there. That's revival right there. Come on, we gonna have revival.
That's
come on,
we gonna have revival. Miss Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. This feeling in my soul when my heart overflows. That's what I miss the most.
Saints of God. Come on, saints of God. That's it. That's it. Don't be ashamed to lift your voice. Come on, don't be ashamed to lift your voice. Come on, Pastor Hurst has already said it. We're in the presence of greatness. We're in the presence of greatness. Come on, we're in the presence of greatness. We're in the presence of a healer. We're in the presence of a baptizer. We're in the presence. We're in the presence of one that can give you victory in your home, your marriage, your children.
That's what I miss the most. Oh, yes, that's what I miss the most. Oh, yes, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Come on, God, give us childlike faith. God, give us
childlike
faith.
My heart
come on, don't be childish tonight. Don't be childish tonight. Come on, don't be childish. Well, it's not my song. It's not my preacher. It's not my night. Come on, don't be childish. Be childlike. Lord, you can bless me tonight. You can hug on me tonight. Come on, you can love on me tonight.
Come
on, don't ever get so spiritual where the Holy Ghost can't wrap His arms around you. Don't ever get so saved where the Holy Ghost can't wrap His arms around you.
There is hope and healing.
Oh, yes.
There's power.
on, saints of God. Come on, saints of God. We're in the presence of Jesus. Somebody might get healed tonight. Somebody might receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody might get delivered tonight. Come on, come on. When you're in the presence of greatness, anything's possible. When you're in the presence of Jehovah, anything's possible. When you're in the presence of Jehovah Rapha, He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He's an encourager. God, give us revival, Lord. Give us revival, Lord. Give us revival, Lord. Give us revival, Lord.